Yeah, our little cricket up there is not the least of my concern, certainly, this morning, as it's getting ready in the bathroom, which is just off my bedroom, and I noticed Penelope, the littlest of the kitties. Penelope was quite revved up about something.
Oh, she's doing the zoomies?
And all of a sudden, she knocks in to the bathroom, out of my bedroom, a snake. A snake.
How big?
It was, you could tell it was maybe not a baby snake, but it was a somewhat teenage snake, perhaps, if I'm to guess. I am not a snake expert. Obviously, I've seen the, and that's what rolls through your mind immediately, is like all of the Facebook posts you have seen of people that have posted snakes asking, what is this? And then maybe reading the comments a little bit to think, you know, pretty sure we're just dealing with a brown snake, which is very much non-venomous. I'm not 100% on that. But she was having a time, and she was doing her due diligence and job and knocked it into the bathroom, of course, which I then had to, with the limited options, find a receptacle of some sort.
Did you save it again?
Well, because a couple of weeks ago, we had the story that you don't flush it or something like
that's
that because
right.
It'll come back up through the pipes. So I'm like, well, so I go out. Backyard and then just kind of open the box and then throw it out. And he was still very much kicking and now lives in the backyard.
Oh, no.
The most concerning part of this is the fact that its origin story began in my bedroom. Okay?
Yeah, there's that.
So, ooh. I'm guessing up through the floorboards or something like that, along the baseboard. I think the window's pretty sealed. I don't know. If you see white smoke coming from South Fort Worth today, it's not that I've elected a pope. It's just that I've burned the entire joint down. Yeah, that's...